message. And it is the beginning of this sermon series, 5-week sermon series, and 5 lessons from the Bible for how we may live our lives. And they are bedrock, and they are, foundational. And we practice it. And the scripture promises to us that we are going to find joy and meaningful life if we practice these lessons. They are bedrock. Each week. So each week we will unpack one of them and think about how we may live our lives. And today, you're right. It is about golden rule. Golden rule. Every religion in the world has some variation of this lesson. Even some atheists, unchurched people, they will say yes. And we call that the golden rule. In fact, we are trying this together with one of the great commandments, the second one. Love your neighbors. The first one is, as you know, love your God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and strength. And the second one is love your neighbors as you love yourself. And Jesus said, these two will summarize all the law, all the prophets, and all the Bible. And the second one that complements the golden rule, which is found Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's our focus today. And I found an article very interesting. The title was, How the Golden Rule Makes Us Dumb. Yeah, you heard me right. How the Golden Rule Makes Us Dumb, Stupid. Oh, I thought it was interesting, and the article was kind of, sounds like a little dumb, but it is what it is. So years ago, a friend of mine came to my house, so he loved tea, cup of tea, so I served him a cup of tea. And I knew he loved sweet. So I asked him, Alesta, how many spoons of sugar do you want? One spoon? Or two spoon? Then my friend said, oh, more? Okay, 3? You don't want to have 4 for a cup of tea. And he said, Paul, you know I love sweet. 7 spoon. 7 spoon of sugar for 1 cup of tea. Oh. Not even half of them melted down until he finished the cup. Me? I usually go with black. Espresso or Americano with no sugar. Wow, if I serve him what I want, he's gonna be really upset. It is like steak for me and ice cream for my wife. In his best-selling book, The 5 Love Languages, Gary Chapman, he proposed there are 5 basic languages by which we receive love and give love. And the 5 love languages are the words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving and giving gift, and quality time, and physical touch. So you can Google it. And we need to discern which one is my primary love language and my people, my wife and my spouse or my friends or my neighbor's primary love language. We need to know that. So most of us have 1 or 2 primary love language. Some couple may have the same love language. That's going to be really good, but some don't. And it might be a little bit difficult. For example, I love hugging. You know I'm a hugging machine. Sometimes this morning I talked to my wife, honey, give me 10 seconds. Then she knows immediately I need a hug. The problem is, my wife, 10 seconds is not enough. It is like, honey, can I go? Then she said, nope, not yet. It's been 10 minutes. I don't know why she want me to say I love you more than 10 times a day. Isn't it obvious? But she want me to say that. So how do we do unto others as they needed us to do something to them? That's really about the second commandment. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. We know love is not a warm, fuzzy feeling at all. It is a way of acting to bless, encourage, build, and lift up the other person. So that requires that I think about what would bless my wife? What would build her up? What would encourage her? It is not just about my spouse, but about people, my friends, people around me, each one of you. Every world religion has some variation of the golden rule, and it often appears in the negative word. For example, China, Confucian, and ancient Judaism, they have the same basic way of talking about the golden rule. That is, don't do unto others what you don't want done unto you. It's simple, sounds similar. It is refraining from doing hurtful things to somebody. If there is something you wouldn't want to be done to you, then don't do that. It's simple. It sounds good and similar to the golden rule. You just don't do harm. But I think Jesus took it one step further. He said, that is included. Yes, you don't harm, but positivity does to others what you would want others do to you. It is proactive action in love to bless somebody else. The thing you bless others, that is what you should be doing. That's why he says, love your enemy, and you love your neighbors as yourself. That summarized all the law, prophets, and the Bible. And at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7:12, it says, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. In everything. In everything. The Greek word for in everything, that is panta. Panta. It means in every little detail, in every small things. We often forget this when we say, do unto others, every single word, every single action, every single deed. And Jesus is saying, in every small detail, every word, every action and deed, in every interaction with every person, you do unto others, everyone. It is not just about the people you go to church with. It is not just the people you are working at your workplace or your family members or community people. We are meant to do this to everybody, not only in a big thing, but also in a small things. It should be the rhythm of our life. Blessing others, encouraging others, building them up. Let me ask you, how many of you have been frustrated when you make a phone call to a customer service? Oh, yeah. One time, my cell phone had a trouble, so I spent 6 hours on the phone talking with literally 9 representatives. Wow. So you have an issue with your cell phone or internet or any items, so you want to speak to a representative, and you have to wait for about an hour or more. And the first person who answered the phone was not even a person, it's AI. Have you experienced that? Okay, you collect all the patients and you explain all the issues and problems, and what you are told is, okay, I will transfer you to another representative. Yeah, have you experienced that? Many times. How about a telemarketer? Somebody who is trying to sell something on the phone. Then how do you respond to them? Surely, the customer service agent or telemarketer have talked to a few dozen people every day, and I am one of them. And you got somebody who is making minimum wage in an hour. In a job they probably don't enjoy a lot. Probably 99 out of 100 get mad at them on the phone, sometimes slam the phone, boom! Now, they've got you. Followers of Jesus, who just heard about golden rule. How about that? Part of what you got here is to imagine, if I were making minimum wage an hour, making phone call and having 99 out of 100 reject me and say mean things to me, what would I wish? One person, just one person a day would do. I'm not saying you have to withdraw all your concern about your cell phone or items or internet. I'm not saying you have to buy everything they are trying to sell, but I'm suggesting maybe at the moment, if you think about what it feels like to be on the other line, you are more likely not to hurt the person. Maybe you may want to bless them. This golden rule can speak to every relationship we have and every decision we make and every word we speak, and it means a lot to my behavior, my relationship with others, and my work ethic and every decision. And I want us to ponder how the golden rule really works. 60 years ago, June 11th, 1963, John F. Kennedy went to a national news to announce he had just sent the Alabama National Guard to escort 2 African-American college students to their classes on their first day at college. The first African-American student ever enrolled at the school. And he cast a vision for the country. Let's listen to his speech.
It was founded on the principle that all men are created equal, and that the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. Today we are committed to a worldwide struggle to promote and protect the rights of all who wish to be free. And when Americans are sent to Vietnam or West Berlin, we do not ask for whites only. It ought to be possible, therefore, for American students of any color to attend any public institution they select without having to be backed up by troops. It ought to be possible for American consumers of any color to receive equal service in places of public accommodation, such as hotels and restaurants and theaters and retail stores, without being forced to resort to demonstrations in the street. and it ought to be possible for American citizens of any color to register and to vote in a free election without interference or fear of reprisal. It ought to be possible, in short, for every American to enjoy the privileges of being American without regard to his race or his color. In short, every American ought to have the right to be treated as he would wish to be treated.
In that speech 60 years ago, President Kennedy quote the Golden Rule twice. Twice in that speech, and he describes the foundation for the civil right he was calling for was the word of Jesus, who calls us to treat others as we would have them treat us. Toward the end, he says, he uses the great metaphor. He says, if you'd be unwilling to have the color of your skin changed and live under that circumstance, how can you expect other people to accept it? We've got to practice the Golden Rule in our time. What that means for us, it is we know, we look around to see where people are treated in a way we want to be. Where is that? Where is that we see injustice and inequality? Where are children treated or not given the opportunity we and our children in our community are given? I thought about it during the week. Joy Camp, you know? Sometimes I feel like, do they know how to take a shower? Oh my. They don't know how to stop. They don't know how to walk. They just run, having fun. They don't have time to take a shower. All day long, they are privileged at Joy Camp. For about a week, not every kid have that privilege in a safe place. What about education? Food on their table, support, care, affection. You know, when you think about that, when you think about 10% of all the children in this United States who go to bed with their hungry stomach, when you think about that, we can imagine how we may build the kingdom of God. And we may have a clear picture of the kingdom of God. Golden Rule, it's simple. And it is a blessing from God that shows us what the kingdom of God looks like, how we may practice it. So let's practice the Golden Rule every day. Build others up, encourage them. And I believe God is working in us. Amen. And you will see a lot of fun video clip of Joy Camp.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie, but it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I've only got one life to live. I'll let every to remember.
And I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. They remember me, only Jesus.